Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so Dante Scarnecchia on the line. He needs no introduction from me. But Curtis, you reached out to him, and the guy is so nice. He's calling in from Hawaii, right?
Maui, the greatest place on the planet.
Wow. Dante, we are truly honored. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, happy to do it. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. What's the weather in Maui right now? It's probably 6 in the morning, right?
It is 6 in the morning, and it's about like you'd expect, pretty nice.
Are you going to make it back for the Brady game? Are you going to stay and watch there?
No, we're going to be back. But I'm going to watch it right from the comfort of my own house.
Oh, so you're not going to go. We thought maybe push come to shove, you would get in there.
No, I'm not. I didn't never ask, and I wouldn't ask. And it's a bad way to run a business if you're giving out free tickets.
I guess that's true, Dante. Great to hear from you. So my question right off the top, have you been asked to film some sort of a thank you or congratulations as a part of a montage for Tom Brady? Have you been asked to do anything to participate in some sort of a video montage for the organization?
No. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
No, we don't know either. We're trying to guess as to what the team will do when Brady returns with the Bucs. If there's going to be a ceremony, they've got Julian Edelman this weekend that they're honoring at halftime. We were speculating as to what the Patriots might do when Tom returns as a member of the Bucs.
I think whatever they choose to do will be appropriate, and I think it'll be something that will be really, in great gratification for what Tom has done for the organization over a long period of time. So whatever they choose to do, they'll do, and I'm sure it'll be something that he'll feel good about and that'll be quick so they can get that out of the way so they can play the game.
Yeah, knowing Bill like you do, Dante, is it fair to say the distractions like that, he has a famous quote about, I don't do banners, I don't do concessions. That is a distraction to him that he probably doesn't want to be involved in on game day.
I can honestly get through. I think that's accurate. Let's get in his mind. Let's get this game going. Let's see who's the better team and see how well we can do and all the rest of it. I think to a great degree that is a distraction for him.
How have you felt that you've been watching? I'm sure Tom this year with the Bucks. I mean, he's 44. Is this ever going to end? I cannot believe when I watch him play through 2 weeks. 9 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions, 1 was a Hail Mary and 1 was dropped. I mean, what have you seen from him this year so far?
I think his play is phenomenal. And for me, honestly, Chris, the thing that I just am amazed by is how the ball is coming out of his hands, the tight spiral. Clearly, he has a much better command of the passing game a la Tampa system and the receivers he's working with and the anticipation and the ball coming out and really coming out on target. It's really, really impressive to see. I think the thing about him is his wealth of information that he's accumulated over a long, long career and anticipation of what's going to happen before the ball snapped and what's going to happen after the ball is snapped is at the top of his game, and couple that with, skills that by all accounts have not diminished a bit. I mean, he's really, really on top of his game. And it's for 44 years old. How do you explain it? I sure can't.
We're joined by Dante Scarnecchia on the Harbor One Hotline, longtime Patriots coach. We were asked this question by a caller earlier, Dante. I will ask you, how do you think that matchup goes from two guys that know each other so well, Brady versus Belichick on the field? Will Bill have secrets or ways to disguise things for Brady and vice versa?
I think they'll try to do as much of that as they can. I think that they certainly have studied the Tampa offense, and they probably have done it over a long period of time in the spring and here in the summer and in preparation for the game. So, I mean, they've done their homework. And look, there's so many things along those lines that there's you can certainly predict. You know, they're going to try to take somebody out of the game and try to reduce it to, you know, you're not getting this guy. But, you know, the only issue with that, Tampa's got a lot of those guys. And so they may try to take care of one guy this play, one guy the next play, and, you know, and try to make it a guessing game in that respect for Tom. But I don't think Tom's going to be hard-headed on any of that stuff. You know, he'll take what's been given because he knows that something's going to be taken away. He knows that now. And, of course, everybody in football knows that. And, you know, a veteran quarterback like he is with the experience he has, he's going to say, all right, you got that guy, and I'm going over here to this guy. And so I think it'll be, as it always is with a, you know, Bill Belichick defense, you know, they're, you know, it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, the difference is this is a guy that's seen a lot and as opposed to guys that haven't seen a lot.
Dante, do you think there is any element of Belichick that has, I don't know if it's overlooked or underestimated, the amount of things that a premium quarterback, the level of Tom Brady, may have over sort of covered up over the years? That this team is clearly, to me, a team that, you know, is not going to be in a position where the quarterback can cover up for the flaws on the roster.
I mean, as far as the Tampa is concerned, that there's just give me one more idea what you're saying.
So basically, the point was inarticulately stated by me that do you believe that Bill Belichick underestimated the amount of things that Tom Brady covered up that were issues but were not major issues because Tom was always smart enough to get you in the right play, throw it to the right guy, get the linemen to adjust their protection, whatever it was. That for 20 yeah. years he has that, and now he doesn't, and maybe he's seeing how difficult that is to replicate.
I think you're exactly right on a lot of it, you know, and yes, Tom made it easier for us to play with maybe not as great a talent as he has there in Tampa and in a lot of positions. And yes, you know, we put a lot on his shoulders, and where he wanted it, Tom wanted all that stuff on the shoulder, on his shoulders. I remember early in the process when we all got together, you know, we wanted the quarterback to point out the mic and it came up in the meeting, and, you know, maybe this is too much to ask for the guy. So, and his response was, I want that responsibility. Well, we had a lot of other quarterbacks that didn't want it, didn't want any part of it. So let the center do it. You know, let me just do some other things. And but Tom wanted that, and he's always wanted that type of responsibility. And, you know, maybe some people would use the word control, but I don't think I would. I'd just say, hey, you just want to be able to take care of the problems and the warts that were out there. And he felt like he was the best guy that could do that. And he certainly was on the field. There's no doubt.
That's interesting you say that, Dante. Cam Newton, after being released, said he thought New England was one of, I believe, only two teams in the league where the quarterback was responsible for identifying Mike linebackers and coverages. Is that accurate as far as you're aware?
No, it's not accurate at all. I'm not, you know, I respect Cam Newton, and I'm not calling him a liar or anything like that. I just know that there's any time you watch a pro game, you see the quarterback point to somebody, he's IDing the mic, and that happens a lot, okay? There's also some teams that have the center do it. You know, so our feeling on having the quarterback do it, point the mic, is because the receivers had to know who the mic was, too, on certain situations where if they were bringing a blitz off the weak side, they would know if the quarterback made the will of the mic, then they knew if the weak safety came, then they would have to side adjust off that weak safety. And so, you know, it was all that, and that was the reason for everything, so everyone could be on the same page. And You know, think of it. You know, if you're the quarterback, you want everybody to be on the same page, and you can control that. So that was the whole mentality 20 years ago when we all started doing this stuff.
Dante, there's a book coming out a little bit over a week and a half from now. Seth Wickersham's got a book about the whole Brady Belichick situation. It's called "It's Better to Be Feared," I guess, is the title of it. And in the story, in the book, some early reports have speculated that there was likely to be some re-airing of some Deflategate grievances. Now, my question—I know you're not in control of much. My question, though, is: do you believe, from your perspective, that the team could have done more to sort of defend Tom at the during that crisis? You know, Bob Kraft famously capitulated and accepted the ruling from Goodell. He was suspended 4 games. Looking back on that, how do you view the team's reaction to those allegations on Tom Brady?
You know, I wasn't there that year, and I'm not trying to opt out of this thing. I'm going to answer your question as best I can, but I wasn't there when all of it was going on. And I think what happened was is that there was a lot of information that came forward that, you know, that had to be addressed, and it was addressed, and, you know, Tom was suspended 4 games and all the rest of it. And so, you know, what happened happened, and we moved on from it, and the team moved on from it. And so, you know, I guess that's the best place for me to let it lie. You know, how much could have been done, how much more should have been done, I really don't know. And all I know is that I don't think that that's ever going to be something that will diminish an unbelievable career and the recognition that this guy always should have and always in the future should always have. And, you know, I've heard it said so many times, and, you know, you guys are a bunch of cheaters in this respect and that respect. But I know the truth, and so I'll just stand by what I know and let it go at that.
Hey, Dante, one question about the current team. Trent Brown came back this year, and I know you got to coach him in 2018. And when he came back, he was gushing about, you know, the organization here and the grass isn't always greener. And then he missed last week, and it looked like he was badly missed on the field. What were your impressions working with him, and how important is he to this year's team, do you think?
I think he's really important, Ken. And you could see it in the first series, the only series he played in. They ran an outside zone play to the right side behind Trent and Shaq, and it was like an avalanche over there. I mean, they just rolled him off the ball. And I think Damian ran for, I don't know, 20 yards more than that probably. But when you just see the way this guy can play and the way he can move the line of scrimmage and, you know, dominate people in front of him, it just, that's why he's there. And I hope he'll get well soon, because I think they really would need him. You know, I'm not, you know, belittling anyone that has to play in there if he can't, but, you know, this guy's a special guy in a lot of respects, and he's got to get himself healthy and get out there and do as much as he can to help the team, because he'd certainly help the team.
Dante, I've got a tough one for you here, and greatly appreciate your time from Maui. You are the best for doing this. A week from Sunday, 8:20, you'll be at home in the living room, as you said. Are you rooting for the Bucks or the Pats in your living room?
Okay, so you want me just to jump off a cliff here in Maui at this point? I mean, really? I mean, what am I supposed to say to that? I'm a Patriot guy through and through. I wish Tom nothing but the greatest success and the greatest of health going forward. And I'll just pretty much leave it at that. You know, he's a special guy, and that place is a special place to me and my family. And, you know, and they've done, Mr. Kraft and Bill have done a lot for us as a family and gave me a job for 20 years, man. I'm never going to ever go against them, and I wish Tom the greatest of health and greatest success, and I'll just leave it at that.
All right, Dante, thanks. That was a low one for me. But a serious question, though. Did you ever, I'm not looking for incidents or actual moments, but did you witness and note a sort of growing divide between Bill and Tom over the years as the team continued to win and the Patriots began at this, you know, Robert Kraft, I think, paid like $200 million for them. They're now worth $6 billion. So everybody was rising with the tide of the team's success. Did you ever note that there would, you know, that those two were becoming, I guess, not communicating as much as they used to, or was did you not see anything like that?
No, I honestly didn't see anything like that. And I know that Bill met with the quarterbacks and would meet with them every week in regards to how he saw the other team's defenses and you know, what he would anticipate from them defensively, what he thought about their best players, and really gave, in my estimation, the quarterbacks a great, great scouting report, and along with the things that Josh would interject to it and whoever was coaching the quarterbacks. But, you know, I know they had a really good working relationship. And, you know, to another point that was brought up is that, look, we have all, and I mean we, the New England area and the Patriot family, if you will, have been the beneficiaries of the greatness of three people, you know, and Mr. Kraft and Bill and, of course, Tom. You know, we've all benefited by these guys and the working relationship that they all had with one another. First, to stay in place that long and to have that quarterback there so long, it's something that I don't know how it's ever going to happen again, you know. So I just think that they're all, you know, all tied together and forever tied together. And, you know, and people can speculate and say whatever and ask whatever they want to ask. And I think that's fair. But I'm just grateful for my time there. And I think we all should be grateful, as you said numerous times, for, you know, all the three, those three guys all being, you know, tied together, because we've all benefited, man, every one of us.
Yep. Last one for me, Dante. Did Brady or other players ever have problems when Belichick would call them out in film sessions? That's been a loose report about, you know, how Tom maybe was rubbed the wrong way after a win and being called out on a film study. You were in a lot of those, I'm sure. Was that always a tense time?
I think that the tense time, as you said, always would happen early in the process, early in the year. And if a guy, you know, a prominent starter was called out in a film study, in a team film study, and that's where Bill did a lot of his best work. And to me, what that quickly showed everybody, and listen, coaches, we weren't virgins of that deal either now, man. We all got tied into that deal. So the thing about it is that if you're all sitting in that same meeting, he's like, holy mackerel, he's saying this about this player, and it's Tom Brady over there, and that means what's he going to say about me? And I just think that to me is, you know, just shows, hey, look, if there's no sacred cows in here, fellas, and if your skin's a little thin, you better thicken it up, because this is a tough place. And, you know, everybody has a fix this term Patriot way. And honestly, I never heard that term said in any meeting that I've ever been in. No one's ever used that term in any staff meeting that I've ever been in, the Patriot way. I've never heard that. But I also know that, yes, there are things that happen there that are indigenous to, you know, the Patriot culture. And one of them is there's no sacred cows. And if, you know, if you're a little bit sensitive to being called out for doing something wrong, then you got the wrong approach. And I think everybody just understands that. So I bought into it. And I think it's, you know, we've all have been blessed with a lot of success because of that culture. So I'll leave that alone as it is.
Maybe he wasn't sacred, but would you say Wiggy was somewhat of a cow?
Oh, jeez.
Like, Wiggy was, he was just like the rest of us, man. And he got called out just like the rest of us. And, you know, so what?
Did he have more?
Move on, let's go.
Did he have more words per question, though? Was that an issue? Did he talk too much during meetings?
Oh, he always talked too much. You know, but that's Wiggy. Look at Wiggy. His value was he was a guy you could trust when the ball was thrown to him, which was always very short and not very far downfield. He would catch it, and he'd protect it. And the guy was reliable as can be in that respect. Now, don't let him tell you he can run down the middle and catch a 50-yard post, because that ain't going to happen. And don't let him tell you that he's going to knock Joe Blow off the ball, because that ain't going to happen. So But the rest of it, I mean, we won a championship because of the way that guy put, he added to, you know, the first championship we had. You know, you think about the Super Bowl, you know, on the last drive. You think about the Raider game in the last drive. I mean, hey, we dialed him up and he caught him, and he's got a place in my heart forever. But, you know, it is what it is. He was no can of kick-ass out there, but he's pretty damn good.
Well, Dante, we love Wiggy, and grateful for your time this morning, especially calling in from Hawaii. Really appreciate it. Wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully we can keep in touch this season.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime. You guys stay healthy, and thanks for calling. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.